It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Florida man accused of breaking into a woman's home and drinking vodka and frying chicken.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's News.
It's brought to you in part by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Haven Real Estate.
Oh, we've got magic.
Yeah, we got Rob Zachary in studio today. Rob, thanks again for being here.
Oh, man, appreciate you guys. Well,
thank you, buddy.
Are you old enough now that we have to remind people who you are?
Yes. Yes.
This might be fair, yeah.
Yeah. High school, like some of the guys that I coached.
Yeah.
They were like two when I was playing at GU.
That's so weird. Wild. Oh, my God. That is so weird.
Yeah.
They don't even know.
Their parents are excited. No
yeah.
Coach,
they're like, who are you? Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. So it is what it is. It's time, man.
Gonzaga Bulldog.
Legend.
Los Angeles Laker.
Mm-hmm.
Booyah Sunrocker.
There you go.
That was good, Kev. There it is.
Got it.
Konnichiwa.
One-time loser of the Japanese slam dunk competition.
That's where we're going with this. You know what? That's cool.
You trying to bring him down? You can't bring him down.
Hey, Jay, you know you're successful when you get haters.
That's right. That's okay, baby.
Okay. That's okay.
Rob, you ever like do some like Calvin Klein modeling or something like that?
Wow.
Well, I'm flattered. What are you trying to say?
Come on, you know, don't make me say it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Chicks
no,
dig but, it, dudes respect it.
Talk to me. When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
Did you ever do, I feel like when you were in L.A., like that's a thing.
I did a commercial for Suits. I had a Hollywood Suits.
That makes sense.
Any photo shoot that we need to look up, like a cool one? No, yeah, there is one. I remember seeing it. There's one you laying on a car or something.
What?
Am I making that up?
Sounds like you are.
Overlooking the city.
Man, that sounds pretty good to me. I don't know what picture this is.
Rob Zachary.
And if it was laying on a car, I don't know if I gave permission to take that picture.
Sounds like maybe somebody owes you some money, Rob.
Yeah, I know.
That was hilarious. I typed in Rob Zachary sexy photo.
Oh, no.
First thing that comes up is just young Rob flexing.
I don't know why this needs to be a thing right now. Didn't you have questions for me?
I did. I'm sorry.
Can we move on?
I will
on?
Find this photo
He's a respectable businessman.
Yeah. I apologize. This was my fault.
We know it's your fault. Steve. You don't need to tell us. We know it's your fault.
Yeah. Okay. Steve.
Blow, Steve. Yeah.
What was that?
That was just a dunk competition.
It's fine.
That is the audio of Rob having a bad day at a dunk competition in Japan.
Yeah. Yeah. A little late night.
Late night. Wanted to see the town.
Yeah.
It's
fine.
You gotta live it up.
Hey, you know, you put yourself out there, you're gonna get eventually some pie.
If that's all people have, bring it.
Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, this is about a stage magician in Malaysia who has now broke the Guinness World Record, performing 17 illusions in 3 minutes. Okay, cool.
Doesn't David Copperfield do that all the time?
I feel like he could.
Rob, where do you like magic? Have you seen some cool magic shows?
Do you not know who my roommate was on the road in
Your
college?
Roommate on the road was?
P-Mog.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
Chris Ponterolo Mogg.
The most humble, great person ever. Like, greatest
Quincy Washington boy, Quincy, right?
Yeah, Jackrabbits, right?
Yeah.
They gave me P-Mog for a roommate 1 year.
Was that to balance you out?
They always gave me the guys who, I had them 1 year. I had managers. I just had managers as my, I was like, what is, you guys don't trust me?
I think you knew the answer.
Yeah. I
do. So you roomed with P-Mog, who was great
practicing,
at magic.
Yeah, he was doing magic tricks the whole time. I'm trying to go to bed. I don't need to see you using magic fingers.
Was it always card tricks? What was he?
I don't know. It was a long time ago, actually.
Sure, yeah.
But, he was always doing tricks, always doing card tricks. Oh, look at this, cards. Because
he came on the air with us a couple times, right, Kevin? And did it where we were on site somewhere.
Actually had him at the arena before one of the concerts. He was doing magic, like at our booth or just in the line for people waiting.
Yeah,
people loved it.
No, I thought it was like, at first I just see him take a pack of cards out, a deck of cards out, and I'm like, oh, you want to play some solitaire?
Right.
Or yeah. Go fish or whatever. I don't know.
Go fish.
I don't know. And, I don't know. I don't know where we're going. I don't know where we're going with this card deck. Sure. I don't know. Yeah. And all of a sudden, it was like an illusion. There's one, and I was like, interesting. Yeah. Okay, that, you've had that in your life this whole yeah. time. And then another one. And then another one.
He was really smooth.
And then I was like, dude, wait, do you practice magic?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. I'm like, who has time to practice magic in college? What are you doing? Like,
college athlete. Yeah,
college athlete. You're going to class. You're yeah. a walk-on, so your grades have to be top-notch.
Right.
And then you're...
And magic.
And then you got magic?
Yeah, they just built different.
Do you know where he is now? Is he doing any magic stuff?
Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe I heard he was in Quincy teaching. Probably okay. teaching magic. Who knows?
Probably yeah. teaching huh. magic. Yeah, well, hopefully. Cool. And a whole another generation of magicians.
Yep. Yep.
Although if you're a teacher and you know some cool illusions like
you got
that.
Their, you got their attention oh, immediately.
Absolutely.
Every day you yep. can just show them a new trick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Whatever it takes to get them to pay attention, whatever it takes at that point.
Oh, man.
Especially if it's high school.
Let's speak of the other Magic. Magic Johnson. As a Laker, I mean, God, growing up, Magic was my favorite guy.
Sure.
So flashy, just so cool. But you've got one of the best smiles in the world. But so does Magic
Kev,
Johnson.
You just flatter me. Yeah. My confidence is crazy when I leave you. I just want to let you know. The head barely fits through the door.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
Build you up.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Did you ever get to meet
anytime, Rob? Anytime.
Magic Johnson.
I got to meet him. I got to meet him. We were very bad at that time of year when I was at L.A., we weren't
there. Oh, the team was bad, yeah.
Yeah, but I had Byron as our coach, so that was Magic's old teammate.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah,
Byron Scott.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was just no cool story with Magic.
No,
just basically
Magic didn't really want to come around at that time, but then it was a clean-out. They cleaned the whole... Like, people always ask me, I get calls, hey, can you give me Laker tickets? I'm like, I don't even know a soul in that whole facility.
Oh, because they got rid sure. of so many people.
They cleared house all the way through to HR.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah.
So I
people call you for Lakers tickets? That yeah. is insane. Yeah, oh my goodness.
Same as you guys probably get calls for Zag tickets, same thing.
Yeah. Our concert.
Hey, Kev, yeah, do you oh man, so and so's coming into town. Can you give me tickets? You're like, hey, call in. All right, maybe you can get those tickets if yeah, you call in.
Exactly.
Oh man. No, I didn't really get to meet him. I got to meet James. I got to meet AC Green. I got to meet all I got to meet that whole group of guys.
Sure. Wow, yeah.
The Showtime team. Kurt Rambis was one of our assistants, so I got to be with Kurt.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. So it was I got to trust me, the Laker family is a real deal, and like they really do take care of those guys.
No, that's cool. Good. Yeah, that's yeah. the way it should be. Yeah. I mean, they kind of made the whole thing.
Yep.
So, yeah, yep. makes sense.
So, any more, Kev?
Yeah, Kev.
Yeah, no, I thought you were pulling questions all left
well,
and right.
I do have one more question for you. You saw this stat that the average woman pops about 65 pimples a year.
What? On her body or on her man?
Rob, that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those were on her own body?
I'll say 50%.
The other, I think that's fair.
Oh, you got a good one. Let me get that.
Why do they like it?
Oh, I don't know.
Never so excited.
And I have to just I'm like, it's not ready to get popped yet.
Right.
Yeah, it is.
And then they'll like, is it hurting? I don't want to hurt you. And you're like, dude, well, just get it out then. Get it out. Pop the thing.
I don't want to hurt you, but I really do.
Yeah.
Is it hurting? I just
yeah, it's hurting. It's coming from down under the skin, yeah, through the skin.
You're creating blood.
Yeah.
You're creating blood.
So, yes, it hurts.
I just don't want to hurt you.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
As soon as I wake up, I go right to the floor and start doing my push-ups.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
You know you won the genetic lottery, right?
I'm very special.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, Kevin, final story time.
I just was looking at some entertainment news because we hadn't really, you know, done any today.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. is set to become the highest paid movie actor of all time with his latest role that will earn him more than $80 million for one movie.
Man.
$80 million for one movie as he plays
Black Panther,
Doctor Doom.
Oh, I thought he was playing back Black Panther.
I don't think so.
No.
He's not playing Black Panther.
No, he's not. Oh.
Wait. I thought after doing Tropic Thunder, that would have been his best role.
Okay, there you have it. That could work.
I don't know Dr. Doom. I don't know. Is that a Marvel?
Dr. Doom. Okay. I just heard someone explaining this on TikTok yesterday.
Okay. Obviously
Dr.
a villain.
Dr. Doom is like the evil Iron Man.
Oh, evil Iron Man. Okay.
Is this right? Anybody, if anybody knows, if you're one of the nerds who knows that stuff.
I'm looking at it right now.
Let us know.
Whoa. We're not name calling.
Thank you, Rob. Yeah, thank you.
Nerds.
Yeah.
You know, these people have lives too, you know.
Feelings. I'm sorry, Rob.
Nerds. Jeez.
It says here he's a supervillain, Kevin. He's appeared in the comics, Marvel Comics, and he has the ability of flight, magic, superhuman strength, laser, and technopathy. Whatever that might be.
Really? Sounds like LeBron James.
Yeah.
Sure does.
So is this Space Jam 2?
Yeah. Oh, let's go.
Rob, are you... Okay. Is there an actor that when you see him in a movie, you give him it's a free pass? Like, I'm going to watch this movie just because so-and-so is in it.
I was like that for, like, Sly.
Okay,
know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But now it's like, Sly.
Got a little crazy.
Come on, no 7-year-olds doing it. I think Clint Eastwood.
Wow.
Have you seen The Mule?
No.
That's a good one where he's a drug mule.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's just an old man. And
right.
Like, I could see that happening more than not.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Probably other than Clint Eastwood, I can't think of anybody that I'm like, oh.
Nobody else.
Man, I got to go watch that.
You probably haven't been to the movies for a while.
I went and watched Civil War.
Oh, you did?
At the movie theater. I had to go there. I had to feel that.
Yeah.
But I haven't, yeah, no. No.
You haven't taken all four kids to the theater?
Wow. It's been like $500.
Yeah, right.
Might as well
go
to a Zags game. Come on, guys.
Hey, are you still able to get into Zag games?
You know, you got the right. You just got to know the right people in life. It's not about what you know; it's about who you know. Kev. Uh-huh. You knew this from the get go.
It's very true.
You put me on that game.
That's why I was asking.
Yeah,
can you get me Zag tickets?
Now he suckered you in on that.
He got me,
man.
Oh, you dirty
made you
dog.
Feel all good about yourself.
Dude, I know.
And then all of a sudden, pulled the rug out.
Then he's that guy. Hey, man. My grandmother's coming into town. by any chance, do you have two tickets?
I don't. She's never seen a game.
She's never been to a game.
But
she's
know
from.
What?
She's from Othello.
I will only ask for the big games.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Of
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the best yeah. one too. Like, oh. Yeah, I just saw North Carolina's on the schedule. By any chance, you think you can get me two tickets for that one?
Let me
write that down for you.
You're asking for ticket voice is impressive.
Yeah, well, because you
you've
know,
heard it a couple
you've heard
times.
It a few times.
Because they're nervous too. Like,
right.
I'm sorry. I know you get this a lot, but by any chance, do you think I could get some tickets?
Also, do you have one of the most...
So is that a no or what?
That's a fair question, Steve. Are you one of the most... Don't you feel like a lot of people do Rob Sacre impressions, Kevin?
Oh, yeah.
Because Rob's voice is super unique,
sure.
So I feel like you know, I feel like people would be like, yeah, I know Rob. Rob comes over all the time, and he'll be like, let's barbecue some meat, guys, and we'll barbecue some meat, and we'll go shooting, and then maybe later we'll get in the truck and go mudding. Let's go, Rob.
Yeah, they're like, I was with Rob this weekend. Guy's crazy, dude. And I'm like, I really was just sitting on the dock. I wasn't,
doing a dang thing.
I wasn't doing
it. It was wild, though,
living
man.
My best life, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you were sitting on the dock, though, like a champ.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Kevin,
yes,
do you do a Rob impression, right?
I mean, yeah, I think everybody does just a loud, you know.
Loud, obnoxious.
Oh, come on, Kev.
Kev.
Gotta rasp that voice up.
Come on, Kev. Yeah, let's hear you do it, Steve.
Oh, come on, Kev. Yeah, it's Rob.
Damn, Steve, I sound like that.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Steve, would you have any desire to go out on, you know, like a day at the farm and see all the harvesters?
Are you trying to take
trucks?
Steve to the farm and leave him there?
Kevin James.
I mean, I'm interested to go to the farm, but not if you're going to leave me.
It sounds like, well, kids, took the dog to the farm. Yep. I mean,
he's
going to
be so happy there.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
Beat the show time. Lori's going to take on Rob Zachary. Hi, Lori.
Lori, you're making me move. I'm sorry.
Good morning.
You should feel sorry. I have to get up. My leg is crippled. My hip is all off. I'm out of balance.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm going to go to the other room, guys. Yeah. You just call. Don't look at my butt. I saw that. I'm out of here.
Rob's on his little scooter. He's got his torn Achilles. He's trying to get out the door.
He's actually okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Rob is out of the room.
Well, he left before there was...
Okay. Nothing good can happen from this. But anyway, Lori, here we go. He's standing outside the door. Lori, you're going to get 60 questions. Or 60 questions.
60. 60 seconds. Questions.
Holy, in 7 seconds. That would be great.
How long would it take to get through 60 of Steve's questions?
Oh, well, we're only on till 10. So let's do it this way instead. Let's do 60 seconds.
98 years.
And 7 questions. This the category is Rob Zachary. Okay, so pass if you get stuck. Are you ready?
Okay, all right, yep.
Go. All right, Rob coaches basketball at North Central. Name the Hall of Fame baseball player who went there. The baseball field is also named after him.
Sandberg.
Rob was a part of the 2012 NBA draft. What former Kentucky Wildcat was the number one pick that year?
Pass.
Rob played professionally in Japan. What is the capital of Japan?
Oh, pass.
Rob's mom played for LSU. What league is that school in?
Oh, wow.
SEC.
Rob made his NBA debut against what team from Portland?
Trailblazers.
Within 100, how many points did Rob finish with at Gonzaga?
Oh, I thought you were going to say in a game.
1,000.
Which, how many?
1,000.
Rob's first word was an animal that is also a basketball-related game. What was his first word?
Pig.
Pig. Love it.
Yeah.
She passed on the capital of Japan.
Yeah,
you know Tokyo.
Tokyo, yeah.
Okay.
I think we did pretty well.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Rob. All right, Rob's coming back in.
Yeah, she did.
Were you doing laps out there?
He was doing laps around the cubicles. Did you hurt yourself?
He was sweating before. Now I think he's really sweating.
He was. There's a cubicle island basically out there, and Rob was doing laps on his. What is it? A knee cart?
Scooter.
Knee scooter.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Once you realize there was no one else that works here,
he just started.
You were like, I'm just gonna do laps.
I could do whatever I want in this building.
Well,
there's stairs actually. So you can't.
No, yeah. No.
Guys, I'm ready to win.
Okay, so here we go. Lori did well, and the category is Rob Zachary.
Oh, man.
You should know some of the answers to these.
I don't know if I really want to know the answers.
60 seconds.
Let's see.
Pass if you get stuck. Rob, here we go.
All right. Boy. Rob, or you, coach basketball at North Central. Name the Hall of Fame baseball player who went there. The baseball field is named after him.
Sorry, Shelly.
You can pass if you have to.
Joe Albee. I don't know.
Joe Albee.
Love it. I have no idea.
Rob, you were a part of the 2012 NBA draft. What former Kentucky Wildcat was the number one pick that year?
Anthony Davis.
Rob played professionally in Japan. You played professionally in Japan. What is the capital of Japan?
I was going to say Kyoto, but Tokyo.
Rob, your mom played at LSU. What league is that school in?
Steve, are you throwing me some softballs over here? SEC.
Rob, you made your NBA debut against what team? I won't say the city. I'll make it harder for you. What team did you make your NBA debut from?
The preseason game?
Ooh, preseason? That's a fair question.
Regular season, I believe.
No clue. I know we played Warriors. I know we played Warriors. I have no clue.
Really? You don't know, huh?
I can't wait to hear the rest. Go ahead. Just give him the rest of them because I want to see if he gets them right.
Okay. Within 100, how many points did you finish with at Gonzaga?
There's no way you know that. There's no possible way.
No clue.
Not even a guess?
From most points for my career?
Yeah, career points.
I know so. I had 1,000, I think.
Okay.
I think.
Good guess, yeah.
Okay. And Rob, your first word was an animal that's also a basketball-related game. What was your first word?
Horse.
Wow. All right. Horse. There you go. We'll see how you did.
Really?
We'll see how you did.
Yeah. Well, I failed on myself.
Jeez. That's the worst. When you're asked trivia questions about yourself, you're like, I don't know.
Oh, man. No, I should put that all in a dungeon. All right, let's see if she knows anything about my life.
Yeah.
All right, Rob, coaches at North Central, named the Hall of Fame baseball player who went there, the baseball field named after him.
Laurie said Brian Sandberg, and Rob said Joe Albee.
I don't know.
Yeah, Ryan Sandberg.
Yeah. Ryan Sandberg, yeah, 1-0 in favor of Laurie.
That was a tough one.
You're new there.
First of all, everyone and their mom went to North Central after I went there. I realized everybody, I went to North Central.
It's weird.
Who didn't go to North Central? Jeez.
Yeah, that is.
That's a big, I was like, everyone goes to this
That's
school.
Right, yeah.
Rob was a part of the 2012 NBA draft. What former Kentucky Wildcat was the number one pick that year?
Lori passed. Rob said AD.
Yeah, Anthony Davis.
Look at that. It's back tied up again. 1-1. You know Rob. Rob.
Yes.
You know Rob. Rob. Rob played professionally in Japan. What is the capital of Japan?
Everybody said Tokyo.
Tokyo is right. Tokyo.
All right. It's 2-2.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Rob's mom, your mom played at LSU. What is the league that school is in?
Rob said, are you throwing me softballs, Steve? And then said SEC. That's also what Lori said.
That's also correct.
Look at that. We're still tied 3-3.
Rob made his NBA debut against what team? The part that I didn't include for you, Rob, is from Portland.
Oh.
Ah, see? Yeah.
Was it Portland?
That's what it says on the internet, man.
Wow.
I don't know if it's true.
No, that makes sense. In Portland, I believe. Yeah,
I think so, yeah.
I don't know how many people would ever know that, though. That's pretty hard.
Steve Nash broke his leg that game. The second game of that season, Steve Nash broke the
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Well, there's your
He was
tidbit.
Out for the rest of their season for that year.
That's crazy. Yeah. Lori knew it 4-3.
So, I mean, if I would have said Portland, she
knew it.
Well, he said from Portland.
Oh.
So she was able to, which, you know, she still got the Trailblazers.
I was like, damn. Wait, what?
That
I was like, hold on.
I don't remember it. She knew.
Whoa. Who am I talking to?
That's right.
Big fan, Rob. Big fan.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right. Within 100, how many points did Rob finish with at Gonzaga?
Rob, this is crazy. You both said 1,000. She said 1,000. You said 1,000. That's weird that you would both guess that.
Yeah.
I knew it was somewhere in that realm.
What was the answer, Steve?
1,270.
That's really close.
That is close.
Yeah.
We'll give her that.
Yeah,
we'll
give her to her. Yeah.
It's only 270. I said 100. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rob's first word was an animal that is also a basketball-related game. What was his first word?
Laurie said pig, which is it's a basketball-related game.
Reasonable, yeah.
Very good. And Rob said horse, which I assume is correct.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what the internet said.
Yeah, well, the internet's hardly ever wrong.
You better be careful on that internet.
It was a direct quote from you saying something like
I'm just saying, be careful what's out there on that internet. I don't know what you're looking at, and we
Just be careful.
Just be careful where you go. It's a crazy rabbit hole, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, Wikipedia is pretty dirty.
Oh, so. It is.
Rob, how many three-pointers did you make at Gonzaga in your career?
One.
That is correct. How many did you miss?
Seven?
No, not that bad. You're only 1-for-4 in your whole career.
Yeah, because I was 1-for-1 my whole career, and then versus Illinois. We played Illinois in Illinois. I shot 1-3. B. Mike told me never to shoot that again.
And then your senior season.
And I just let it go.
I don't care. You shot 2 of them and missed them.
Oh, I think.
That's funny. B. Mike's, that's enough. Don't ever do that again.
I was like, man, I feel like a hot shot now, boys.
1-for-1, baby.
1-for-1. Yeah. I'm the best 3-point shooter in this program.
Lori, congratulations. We got you a Coyote Country travel mug for you. Hang on just for 1 second, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Rob, good job, man.
Hello, my life. Coyote
Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Hey, listen, won't you follow me?
And then they didn't let you sing the rest of it?
That was it.
So one line. You had the first line.
Why did they
what
not did let you sing?
What did you do for the rest of the play?
Yeah.
I was in the background. I don't know. I wore a cool leather jacket.
Kevin James.
Wow, talk about foreshadowing to his adult life. He's a single soloist who wears a cool leather jacket. I mean, is that his life now or what?
Kevin? Yeah, pretty much.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Our buddy Rob Sacker is here today, and he is hanging out. Thanks for coming for the whole show, dude.
I got a stat.
You got a stat? Okay, I'm ready.
Let's hear it.
I'm ready.
So, this is how people need to live life to the fullest.
Okay.
Okay.
Do I need to write this down?
Oh, you could. Okay. Maybe not. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. This is what keeps me going strong, real strong. They say the average lifespan is 77 years old.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you are at the peak. Now, look this up, Steve. Maybe I'm talking out of my...
On the internet? You want me to look it up?
Oh, boy.
Careful where you're going. Yeah. Like that. But the middle of your life is 38.
Yeah.
77. So live your life to the fullest. I'm almost at the peak of the mountain, guys.
You really are.
It's almost going to the other side.
That's what I'm saying. Like, life's too short. Just squeeze this and just get all the juices out of it as you can. You never. That's my stat of the day.
Man. I like that.
38, you're at the peak, statistically, on data, whatever you want to
use. Sure.
Let's have you give a real Rob Sacre speech to a young man like Steve, because you're a very motivational guy. You've said things to me over the years that have been motivational.
100%.
You do it for everyone. Steve is a 33-year-old man. Okay. He's new to the area.
Mm-hmm.
But Steve naturally
is an introvert.
Yeah. That's correct. He's happy to be. He works hard, but he's proud of, the work that he does. But he's one of those guys that just kind of, he's content with going home, chilling, doing whatever.
I understand that. I get that. My thing is this, man. You don't want to have any regrets in life. That's how. And I'm not saying this just to Steve. I'm just saying it to anybody. Like, you're going to fail. I failed so many times. I failed more
Tell
times.
Tell us about one.
Which time do you want to know?
All right, we don't have time.
I failed so many times. But
we'll take your word for it.
What's the worst that happens? You have a little bit of shame?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a lot of shame.
Oh, dude. Shame is just part of it. You just got to get back up in the saddle and just move on, man. Like, how I look at it is, like, what, you fail? That's the biggest thing? What, other people worried about you? That's how I look at life. Yeah. It's like, if I'm going to worry about what other people think about me, then I'm not living life. So I just go out, give it your best shot, and if you fail, oh, well. At least you know you tried. The worst is not knowing that you didn't try. Yeah. That's when you start getting like that depression.
They call that thing depression?
Feelings?
Yeah.
I don't know what those things are. But just all you can do is just wake up every day and just try to give it your best shot, whatever it may be. You're not gonna be perfect. No one's perfect. And if you ever think you're perfect, then you're crazy. You're an illusionist. And just try to We all think tomorrow is guaranteed. That's a thing that people all get miskewed. Like, oh,
sure, we all say
I'm gonna get to it tomorrow, Kev. Yeah. I promise. I'll get to it tomorrow. Well, man, all you got is today, and so just give it your best shot, whatever it may be. That's how I go about it. I'm not perfect, but just try to give it your best.
Love that.
There it is.
I love that. Right, man, who cares if you make a mistake? Nobody cares.
You want to be best friends? Or what do we
come
do?
On over anytime. All I'm right. not going to lie. Come on over to the crib. I'll show you some things in this world, boy.
All right. See, no failure there.
Yeah. You can come on over. Trust me, now that I'm crippled, you can come on and hang out with me anytime.
He's going to be there. What's he going to do? Yeah. Can't work.
Not much he can do.
Yeah. No, I don't like that. Some of these listeners might just show up.
Well, you invited Steve. Yeah. I don't think
that's right. I invited Steve, guys.
And
Steve.
Then once he finds out how far your house is from his, he's going to be like,
far. Stop.
Oh, well, Steve will think
Steve
so.
Steve doesn't like to drive.
Steve has.
He's from Chicago.
Hold on. What year is your car, Steve?
It's a 2012.
2011.
I'm sorry, 2011.
Okay, so he's got
how many miles do you think Steve has on his 20? So it's 12 years old.
13 years.
50,000.
Oh, wow. You're super close.
Yeah. 13 years, he's only put 50,000 miles on this car.
It's like 40.
It's almost 52 now.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's almost 52.
Oh, well, wow. He drove here, so I mean that took about 1,500 of it.
It's like a when you get that car, they're like little old lady drove it. And it's, you know,
that's the stinking Lincoln. The stinking Lincoln only has 120.
Dang,
it's 30 years old.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Thank you,
Rob. Steve does not like to.
Well, his is a Corolla. So I don't know if
his
that's
is a Corolla.
Same as the stinking Lincoln. Yeah. I'm not sure that's the same.
Tomato, tomato, right?
Yeah, you flying? Hey, you're floating on a cloud when you get in the stinking Lincoln, boy. Come on, you can borrow it anytime. I'll let you borrow it.
Careful what you say, Rob.
Oh yeah.
Careful how you drive. Steve. That's how I'm talking to you.
You're driving my car. You better be careful.
No, it'll be fine.
Can you imagine Steve driving along, window down?
He'll
hand
probably
up
be
there.
On some next rapper, Spokane rapper's music video with that car.
Yeah. It's Lil Steve.
Yeah.
It's Steve. You know how cars pull up sometimes, and in your mind, you already know what the driver looks like? Right. Depending on the vehicle, you're like, it's just
that's
natural.
That's called profiling, Jay.
Yeah, it is.
Called profile.
You just normally go, I bet this guy has a big beard, he's like, we got a tattoo, and then this lady looks like this. You pull up in that stinking Lincoln, and it's Steve.
I just warn you, you're going to get pulled over by Kojak a couple times in that car. Guaranteed. It's not your fault. You're not driving bad.
Yeah.
The car just has a little bit of a image to it, I guess.
It's got a reputation.
Yeah, it's got a reputation. And the officers are always cool with me when I roll down the window, but at the time, they always got their hand on their firearm for that time.
But they do. Yeah, that's fair.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.